Stakeholders met with the governor's office and the Department of Environmental Protection Friday to discuss possibly calling the legislature into a special session. The session would be focused on fixing some unintended consequences both Senate and House leadership see in the above-ground storage tank bill passed earlier this year. Friday's meeting was the second this week, focused on Senate Bill 373, legislation that came as a response to January's chemical spill in Charleston. The spill contaminated 300,000 people's drinking water for as many as 10 days. Representatives of business, industry, and citizen groups met with DEP Secretary Randy Huffman and members of Governor Tomlin's staff to discuss their concerns over moving the deadline to comply with tank inspections required by the bill. House Speaker Tim Miley and Senate President Jeff Kessler have asked the governor to call a special session for lawmakers to reconsider the January 1st deadline. Co-founder of the West Virginia Sustainable Business Council, Nancy Ward, says pushing back the deadline won't help her business make up for the trust its customers lost during the water crisis.
And I think we're going to have to take extraordinary measures to regain their trust. And part of that would not be weakening the bill or pushing back deadlines.
Jenny Burns, who founded the business council with Ward, says at Friday's meeting, Huffman presented the department's proposal for rules to regulate above-ground tanks. The system includes three levels of classification with regulations for each level, but representatives of the DEP didn't respond to a request from West Virginia Public Radio for a more detailed explanation. The group is working to avoid a special session by fixing the unintended consequences of the legislation through rulemaking. Burns says she thinks that's the best option.
If we go into special session, then the legislature, we kind of leave it up in the air, for whatever to happen. But if we can sit down around the table and everybody sort of look at the best interests of everybody that they represent and try to come to a solution, I think that's better in the long run for West Virginians.
Tomlin will ultimately decide if a special session is necessary. Members of his staff say he will likely make that decision in the next few weeks. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.